We're off first to the west coast of the United States, where the authorities and protesters are in confrontation over Donald Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration. The US president deployed 2,000 members of the National Guard to Los Angeles. They and other members of law enforcement have fired tear gas and rubber bullets at people protesting against the arrest and planned deportations of dozens of others. Here is BBC producer Regan Morris describing the scene in downtown LA.
They have these police, DHS, Department of Homeland Security police coming out, and I've actually just watched them shoot rubber bullets at someone. The National Guard are armed, and they're pushing people back, and they've got riot gear, and it's the Department of Homeland Security police shooting back. I got tear gas just before we got on air. I don't know where it came from.
Well, Lauren Tomasi, who's a reporter for Nine News in Australia, was shot with a rubber bullet during her report from the city.
LAPD moving in on horseback, firing rubber bullets at protesters, moving them on through the heart of LA.
You okay?
Lauren Tomasi there. In a statement later, Nine News confirmed that Lauren and her camera operator are safe and well. LA Police Chief Jim McDonnell has been speaking to the media within the past hour.
This violence that I've seen is disgusting. It's escalated now since the beginning of this incident. What we saw the first night was bad. What we've seen subsequent to that is getting increasingly worse and more violent. Tonight we had individuals out there shooting commercial grade fireworks at our officers. That can kill you. And we have adapted our tactics to be able to have a chance to be able to take these people into custody and to be able to hold them accountable.
Journalist Steve Futterman joins us now from Los Angeles. Steve, thanks for staying up to talk to us. I think it's just after 11, around a quarter past 11 at night there. So what's happening and what has been happening in the past few hours?
Well, it's been the third straight night of confrontations between protesters and the law enforcement officials. We had during the day a lot of people come out, and what happens in the evening, you have sort of the remnants, the last group of people, and sometimes the group that's the most willing to confront authorities, they just stay out there. They've been confronting the law enforcement officials, and eventually they're either arrested or pushed back and they finally leave. But this has taken place the last three nights, and you heard the police chief there say that they're encountering more sophisticated weaponry on the other side, the officers are, as each night goes on.
Protesters say they are being fired on with rubber bullets and tear gas, and we heard the reporters validate that in graphic detail there, but that they are being provoked by the authorities, while the authorities say they are using these weapons in response to the protests. So which is it?
It's probably a bit of both. Again, you had during the day today thousands of people in downtown LA. Most of those people have left. What you have usually at the end of the day, and I've seen this at other incidents, you have people who are more willing to confront the police, who are more violent, who are more just non-negotiable. It's almost like that they want to have a confrontation with the authorities. So these are the people who, in the late night, when there's not that many people there, are the ones who are the most, I guess, the most violent, the most engaged, and sometimes they just want to get into a battle with the police. Again, this is at the very end of each day. During the day, you have thousands of people there. They were chanting today. They did not like the police, what's being done right now. The big complaint, obviously, they don't want people to be deported from the U.S. Just suddenly. They say many of these people have been in the U.S. for many years. They are not violent criminals. Yes, they may have come into the country illegally, but they've done many good things once they are in the country. So it's sort of unfair to compare those people who are a very large number to the last remaining group, who usually are the most violent.
ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, they began these raids on Friday.
Yeah.
Why did they target places like Home Depot?
Well, Home Depot, I've been there many times. Home Depot, many of them, most of them, have day laborers on the outside looking for work. It's not an official thing from Home Depot, but you have at many Home Depots, people who are looking for work. They are day laborers, and many times these are people who are in the country illegally. So that may be one of the reasons they targeted a Home Depot, and they did one on Friday. And it does seem to be sort of an unfair situation. These people are out there looking for work, but you know the ICE people will say yes, fine, but they're here illegally. So you have those two opposing sides. But that's definitely why they did that. They also went after a couple of clothing manufacturers on Friday, which they believed had a large number of people who were in the country illegally. In Los Angeles, we believe has around 800,000. People in the U.S. illegally. That's the L.A. area. So it's a large number of people in the U.S. illegally just in the L.A. area.
The increased response from the Trump administration, sending in the National Guard, the defense secretary is threatening to send in the Marines. Yeah. Is this very tough stance in that city, specifically because it's a Democratic-run city, Steve?
A lot of people think that this may have some bearing to all this. Gavin Newsom is the governor. Karen Bass is the mayor of L.A. These are Democrats. These are people who have stood up to Donald Trump, who've been critical of him. He's had his disputes with them during the fires that we had in January. He was complaining about what they were doing, and he's basically doing the same thing again, saying that they are the reason that we're having these riots here. Well, I mean, we are having significant violence. Tonight, the National Guard was there. It still took place. So this is more than just because of Gavin Newsom and Karen Bass are Democrats and in charge. These are people who are protesting, who are very, very angry. They don't think it's fair what's being done by the ICE agents, focusing on people who, again, in some cases, they are friends of theirs. They just feel it's very unfair. And what's going to be very interesting in around 10 hours, we are going to know, are there going to be more raids on Monday? That's the big question right now, and I think a very critical question. We had raids on Friday, basically did not have any on the weekend. That's when the protests took place. Are these raids going to continue? If they do, I think the challenges are going to be increased. I think more people are going to go onto the streets. More people might become more violent. It's very, very, very difficult and unsettling situation LA potentially faces right now.
Steve, thank you very much indeed. Steve Futterman joining us live from Los Angeles. It's 7:20.